This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You know, that's a heavy-duty statement to say to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but you know what that tells me? The Holy Spirit is not an it. You only can grieve a person. You don't grieve an inanimate object, you grieve a person. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you know what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit? I'll tell you how you know it is. Has anyone ever hurt your feelings by something they've said to you? Of course. Anybody hurt you deeply by something they've done? Of course. Anyone hurt you deeply by a look they gave you? Absolutely. And so it is, we grieve the Spirit of God when we don't put off the old and we don't put on the new. It's possible to wound the Holy Spirit of God. Get rid of all bitterness, anger, rage, brawling, and slander with every form of malice. I want to define those words because maybe you don't know what they mean. I found an interesting definition of bitterness, not from the Bible, but from the writer Aristotle. Aristotle says this, bitterness is an angry man or woman who refuses reconciliation. Interesting. Bitterness is an angry man or woman who refuses reconciliation. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you beg me. I'm not going to forgive. I'm not going to resolve this issue. That's a bitter person. Now, the most interesting word is brawling. I thought the word brawling would be someone who's goes to a bar and starts a fight. That's not what it means. Here's what brawling means in the original. A brawling man or woman is one who is angry and wants everybody else to know about it. Boy, that's interesting. A brawling man, a brawling woman is somebody who's angry and wants everyone else to know about it. Come here, I want to tell you why I'm mad at him. Have I told you why I'm mad at her? Well, come here, let me share that with you. That's a brawler. Helen Gonzalez was a woman, a young woman, Hispanic woman, obviously, with that name, who lived in Los Angeles. She was 19 or 20. She was a young mother, one or two children at 19 or 20. And her loving husband introduced her to heroin. She says, one day, God in his mercy allowed me to find a card, just a little business card, that had the address and phone number of the Los Angeles Teen Center, which is part of the ministry known as Teen Challenge. Some of you have heard that before. On the other side of the card, it said this, society says, once an addict, always an addict. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the truth shall set you free. Curious to know what all this meant, I went to the Teen Challenge Center, Helen said. I was a bitter woman, mentally, spiritually, and physically sick. No purpose in my life. But as I listened to the gospel of Christ, a glimmer of hope, listen to this, was beamed to my heart. I love that phrase. A glimmer of hope was beamed to my heart. Perhaps there was hope for me. At last, I decided to commit my life to Christ. I decided to commit my wasted life, she said, to Christ. I asked him to come into my life, and he made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things were passed away. All things became new. May I tell you what happened to Helen Gonzalez? She put off the old, she put on the new. And it's not just a young heroin-addicted mother in Los Angeles who needs to put off the old and put on the new. It's people in middle America who go to work every day who need to put off the old and put on the new. It's people in your family. It may be you or me. We need to put off the old and put on the new.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.